Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 35 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. My name is Vexx, along with your host, Mr. Johnny Zero.
The people's hero, and I think I'm... Man, this after what happened on last episode 34,
Johnny's very upset, and what Johnny Zero is trying to express to you is that he took audio of himself inside of the ambulance as they rushed the new middleweight champion of the world to the hospital from the injuries he sustained at the hands of the Bloody Stash crew. We're going to roll that tape now. Please bear with us.
Hey, guys, I'm here. I've never really had to, cover something like this. I'm trying to stabilize him. Is he okay? I'm holding down a leg. Beav is hurt. Vicky's all right. Captain Avenger, John Ritter's here. Here at large, whatever you want to call him.
Where's Molly?
Buddy, it's okay. We're going to hold on to him. Something in the adhesive in our new world middleweight champion that they put the stash on his face is, it's unbelievable. It's acidic and it's growing through. He has a hole in his cheek. You can see it. It looks like, man, you guys know I'm a big fan of the opera fan, and I'm Lonchini. I'm telling you, this guy is in trouble here, and we're on our way to the hospital right now. And we're just trying to keep Beaver stabilized. He's got this super glued mustache. I thought it was super glue. I thought it was a wrestling joke, but apparently that something in this adhesive from that the jailhouse bastard, what's his name, Bobby Brady or whatever, the world middleweight title, BSC. I'm sitting right now in a hospital, in an ambulance, going to the hospital, trying to keep Beaver's legs from kicking because it's acidic and it's growing. It looks like it's detaching his face. His entire face is being destroyed here. Vicky is freaking. His sweetheart is freaking. Vic, calm down, Vic. Vic, it's all right. We're going there. Can you speed up, please? Charles Ingalls has fired up his Indian motorcycle. He's behind us with the Stars and Stripes. We got Evans is behind us with that. We got. I just can't believe Xerxes, Muhammad, Al Cleaver, and Corporal Punisher walk by as we're loading him in to the... And it's not just a vanity issue, guys. He's been hit in the back of the head with a loaded baseball bat by Bobby Brady. I don't know if he's going to make it or not. We know what happened with Bud Bundy. We do not want this to happen with Beaver. He has been rising his way up the ranks. I'll give you more as we go. Vex, if you get this, make sure the fans get it, okay? And then we'll be back in a minute, okay?
Johnny, that was riveting. You were inside the ambulance as they took Beaver Cleaver to the hospital, who, by the way, is still injured as we speak. Mr. Yeah. Zero, what were your thoughts?
I've never seen up front and personal like this. I mean, I've seen some injuries. I've had some myself. I'm just saying this, like, he was beaten in the back of the head, which, you know, any injury, your central nervous system or what have you.
But that wasn't the issue at hand. I believe it was a mustache situation.
Yeah, it was. And the whatever adhesive they used when they shaved his head and cut his head open and basically scalped him and they put it around his face, it was acidic. There was something in it. And it's charred off, basically, like sides of his cheeks and everything. Vicky's freaking out. You got Captain Avenger, John Ritter, the hero at large, their coach, chaperone, whatever you want to call it. And, you got Ingalls firing up the Indian motorcycle. Like I said, we're trying to get to this hospital. I'm trying to do my best as a journalist to give you guys what's going on. But it doesn't look good for Beaver. What I did see, and I had to leave, was Beaver was so vehemently against the BSC, the Bloody Mustache Crew, the Bloody Stash Crew, as we call it, that he ripped off the glued mustache because it was acidically destroying his face, and he ripped it off and almost took care of his eyelid on the left side. I don't know if they're going to be able to save it or not. And that's what I saw, and it was gruesome.
That was last night. You know what I mean? This is Sunday evening. This is 6:05 Eastern.
Yeah.
So,
true.
With that, we are going to go to the injury report for the new program, which is episode 35.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, sir.
Episode 35 is obviously, number one. How can we not put Beaver at number one? I don't know what these terrible acidics, these terrible poisons that the Bloody Stash Crew, their dastardly acts. I have no idea, but he's got to be number one. And listen, they don't have him officially registered. I have an official injury reserve from our medical support team, but I don't trust.
So wait a minute. Does that mean that technically Beaver is able to go in the ring today if we're so inclined?
I would think so. I don't know.
Well, no, but I'm sorry, but you said he's not on the
list. Depends on the eye. Yeah, yeah. Well, they have him down low, but remember, Springer's manipulating all this. So I'm just saying for you, I have a responsible journalism integrity to uphold, man, and he's got to be at number one. So, and you guys heard it yourself. At number two, we have Michael Seaver, which apparently the dislocated stash has turned into a torn stash.
Now, that's amazing.
I don't know what that's about. I'm trying not to laugh. But apparently he has used this to parlay favor with Grady. And they'll be wrestling down in the Grady from Haiti, you know, thing. I don't know what that's about. But, you know, I don't. Philip Drummond, beware, because they're coming for you. Three, Stashberg at the same thing. This is what I don't understand about this. It's all BSC like bias. Stashberg has a blemished stash. Is that really a legitimate injury?
Well, as someone who doesn't have a mustache of my own, right, I could just use conjecture that perhaps in a grooming accident, a portion of said mustache was erroneously removed, and unfortunately he's unable to represent the Bloody Stash crew at this time because he might have injured his mustache.
Yes. You know, those cheeks.
I wish you would take pro wrestling more seriously. You're just laughing, and I don't understand what's happening with you.
I had something caught in my throat. I was coughing up there. I was laughing, chuckling. Because it's a blemish stash. Come on. But when you got guys like Triple B, you know, Triple B, Boom Boom Bonaducci.
Ah, yes.
The world's television
champion.
Is he
on the injury report? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah. He still is. And he has to be, but he's probable. But there's other things about it, like it's probably in anticipation of our DPR ratings, which is the drawing power radius. And Ingles is on the list as probable, but you saw what he went through with Gimp. This guy beat hell, dude.
The Gimposaurus.
Gimposaurus.
12 feet of sadness.
Absolutely.
The Voltron of sadness and pain. It smells like failure and grease paint.
Dude, but you know what? He went through it and he won.
Well, here's our situation.
He won.
So he's on there. But no, after that, now the people don't know because the program unfortunately had cut off. They faced off against the Rhinestone Cowboys.
Yes, they did.
And
a world tag team.
It literally went the distance, and it was a draw. Now, I don't know if you were aware of this, but later on 6:05 Eastern, there will be a rematch.
Yeah.
And it will be a no disqualification because the theory is that perhaps the Bloody Stash crew and the Rhinestone Cowboys will disqualify themselves in an effort to secure the title.
That falls in line with their character.
Now, the reason it's really no DQ is because Charlotte Engels needs weaponry to defeat Mr. Brady.
And that's
what it comes down to. So, I'm looking forward to the match.
Wait. You talk about tabloid journalism, dude. Everybody who listens to this podcast knows that Charles Engels, fair and square, made Brady tap out in the middle of the ring.
473 months ago. Yes, he did.
What are you talking about?
The bottom line is,
he beat him, though.
But now, this man is a shell of himself after going through hell in quotations. I'm doing air quotes. You ready? Hell in quotations. He's now the number one contender for the heavyweight championship.
Yes.
What I find amazing, Johnny Zero, is he's not the guy facing the Duke of Chicago tonight.
Well, I do too.
He wants Brady's title. And he said he doesn't
Brady's
want
title.
I know. He wants to be tag team champion. He wants to be like Brady. Well, I don't understand it.
Well, I know he got his number one contendership back. And James, the working man, James Evans, also in the Frontiersman, Charles Ingles, both have their number one contendership.
Now, see, that's an inaccurate sentence. I'm sorry. After facing, Ingles goes to hell. He is the number one contender. He's even over Mr. Bonaducci, who's throwing a hissy fit about it.
Yes.
In Bonaducci's pit on the road, he's been bitching and moaning.
In all fairness, though, Triple B, Boom Boom Bonaducci, he had all year long.
I'm loving that you're calling him Triple B. I'm not even being
like
sarcastic.
Triple H, Triple B? It makes sense.
I love it. I didn't think of it as a name.
Little shout out there, Paul.
Boom, boom, Bonnie. Boom, boom, Bonaducci, yeah. But now it's Triple B, and I like it.
Yeah, it works. But I'm saying, like, he had all year long. Remember from Battle of the Belts? He has all year long to, like, a money in the bag type of thing. He can cash that in at any time.
So here's my question.
Once time a year, just once.
Tonight, yeah. The Duke faces off against the Black Magician, who's been wrestling in Haiti for months.
Yes.
He's come back,
yes.
Which is kind of the minor leagues of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation. He will be accompanied by Wild Thing, which is under his tutelage.
Yep.
My scenario here is, say the Duke actually wins tonight, right?
Yep.
Does Bonaducci have the ability to call the card tonight? After a defense, I don't know the rules.
I really couldn't say, but they're both tall men. They both have reach and so forth. I am still questioning Duke's win in the first place. I know the skill of Stephen Keaton, as you've often brought up to my attention.
Sure.
He's a very good wrestler.
A Black Magician.
Yeah, and I don't know what that thing with him and Velvet Elvis is about. They were both trained by Marita and Shokasugi.
There's definitely a feud.
Yeah. But nobody knows about that, so it's kind of like, you know, one of those things that we get before you guys do. But who do you think's going to win? I think
I got to be honest. The Duke's impressive. He's a bad mamma jamma. I feel that he will probably defend successfully.
Yeah.
He's been on a fantastic run lately.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just my opinion. It doesn't mean I'm right. I haven't even seen the Black Magician wrestle in months. Now, he's been helping Wild Thing, who's actually ascended in the ranks and is in the top 10.
Absolutely.
I just don't know.
Absolutely. I mean, he's people love Lithgow, dude. They're going, it's like Lithgow mania out there. I'm serious. Oh, come on. Tell me you know, you've seen it too. I mean,
I love Wild Thing. I have nothing bad to say.
And he knows who killed Bruiser. Well, with his T-shirt, you know, to know who killed Bruiser Brody.
I think he was exploited.
I don't believe that
he wore the T-shirt of his own volition. I feel like that perhaps someone took advantage and is using this gigantic person as a billboard for their political gains.
I don't know about that. I've seen Ingles trying to help him out there, but you know, there's a very unpredictable individual we're talking about here.
Now, there's more breaking news.
Twilight Zone. I'm sorry.
There's more breaking news in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation. I'm sure that you've heard that Jerry Springer's show has officially been canceled.
Yes.
Now, I think that this is because he's running for the governorship.
Thank God.
And perhaps, thank God, I mean, if he becomes governor, it's going to be even worse.
No, thank God that it's off the air anyway.
But what happened is they still have like 7,000 reruns they're going to air, so we still see Jerry Springer constantly.
Yeah.
The Jerry Springer money will continue to roll in. It's just that he no longer has to dedicate time to filming those shows.
Right.
He films these shows, and he's going to run for the governorship.
He's obviously, you know, he's buying all in into the... He's using everything he can do to keep Ross Perot down, to keep our secret owner that we don't, you know, our secret partner, just Ross Perot's secret partner, the one we talked about. We can't say on the air. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to keep any secrets from you, but we have to we're just podcast guys. We don't, you know, you can see it on TV. Do your own internet research.
So you've completed the situation at hand with the injured wrestlers, correct? Is there anything else on the list? Correct?
Yes, I've got it.
I want to move right along.
Go ahead.
6:05 Eastern will now feature an occasional editorial section from yours truly to address the TV Dads Wrestling podcast audience.
That'd be great. I would love if we did they do those, you know.
No one asked.
Like those shoot interview things, you know,
Can I go back to what I was doing?
I know you're trying to hijack it.
Johnny Zero.
I'm not hijacking anything.
A tabloid reporter,
no,
and he
I'm
tries
not.
To take over everything. But I want to take this opportunity to outline and discuss something in professional wrestling that has really gotten into my crawl. It really grinds my gears, if you will, Johnny Zero.
Oh, great. Peter Griffin thing. That's great.
The Trailer Park Express are my nightmare incarnate.
The TPX.
Featuring the one and only Jeff Foxworthy, which they refer to as the Velvet One.
Yes.
He's followed by Peaches, who is Larry the Cable Guy.
Strange.
There's now an assortment of gimps. We have no idea who the gimp is. Okay. We don't know why there's a gimp. We know the gimp is covered KY jelly, I'm sorry, in KY jelly. And every time it comes near us or touches us, it's fucking unpleasant. And then you got that fucking Ernest P. Worrell.
Jim Varney. Yeah.
Whoever the fuck it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, here's where it gets weird.
Yeah.
The reason they're allowed in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation is because the Velvet one, Jeff Foxworthy, was a TV dad at one point.
Yes.
And Ernest P. Worrell played the dad from the fucking Beverly Hillbillies in the cinema.
That's true.
And now they're in our federation.
Yes, and because he's not an actual TV dad, he gets to be the manager of them.
I despise it. It makes me angry. This is my editorial section to express that they are a fucking detriment to the sport. Now, I must admit, I must give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
Jeff Foxworthy is actually a worthy opponent.
He's a
decent pro wrestler. The problem is that he doesn't win his matches. He's always disqualified.
Yeah.
He injures people. Yeah. Like, you ever say when they get into the ring and they're stiff and you hurt the opponent unnecessarily?
Strong style.
That is our fucking situation at hand. Jeff Foxworthy is a detriment in every way, and that's just how I feel.
Rex, I would not disagree with you on that, man. I mean, I never said, and I wanted to correct myself from a couple episodes ago. I didn't mean he had never been beaten, like, as far as a referee's decision. I meant that everybody there, they beat them up to their own theme music.
That's true. So what happens is now the competitor wins the match, right? They're playing like the Frankensteins, for instance. The real Frankensteins.
Yeah.
Got decimated. Yeah. Decimated by these bastards from hell.
Yeah.
During their own music.
Yeah.
After winning the match, I might add.
And I had to even get a new microphone. Remember, Varney was coming over to the mic. And
actually, the Bloody Stash crew got you a new fucking microphone because they sponsor the broadcast. And let's be honest. Tell the truth.
I have my own sponsors. Just saying. I'm not down with the
fucking tabloid DSC. Fucking journalist.
Oh,
you're hijacking my segment. This is my
editorial
segment.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
And
I was
and
there.
You won't shut the fuck up.
I'm Johnny Zero. I'm very important.
No, I'm not. I'm
very important. I'm Johnny Zero. I don't know if you knew. Johnny Zero.
I'm just telling people the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you got to look it up on in the line.
In the squared circle, already waiting, is the Black Magician. He came out to a cold intro. He's just waiting for his fucking competitor.
What? He didn't even come out to the ring. How did he just appear?
He's a magician.
There's a little smoke. You smell that?
Ladies and gentlemen. The world's heavyweight champion, the Duke, James Evans.
You smell like brimstone? Like dry ice or something? I don't know how you do that. Dude, the Duke looks great, man. He looks great. I don't know what's going on with the thing.
On the way to the hospital, neither here nor there. What are you saying? That something happened in the fucking ambulance in reference to the Duke of Chicago?
Well, I'm not even supposed to say this, but I was at, as you know, I was at the after party, celebration.
Oh, I remember,
Right.
Where you snuck in microphones and recorded the entire family. I remember.
It was all by family, things. It's just that Jimmy Walker, the Duke of Chicago himself, there was some sort of backstage agreement. As you know, there was tear gas that night. That James just wanted his family back together, and that he wanted Jimmy Walker or JJ or whatever, the Duke of Chicago, to stop having things to do with violence in the inner city. I don't know what that I'm supposed to take it. I'm not supposed to say anything else. I don't even want to know anything else. It could be, so that's why he's the champion. So.
Well, let's go to ringside, Johnny Zero.
And he's proud of his son.
The James. Competitors lock up in the squared circle.
Yeah.
And the champion throws the Black Magician backward.
Oh, but there's a puff of smoke. What's that about? He just disappeared.
He's gone.
Who's in the ring?
Now wait. Does the referee count him out? Because you got one guy in the ring with the ref.
I don't know, but I guess he would have to... very good question. Would we look at NWA rules?
Oh my god, he dropped on! He dropped on the champion's head!
Nowhere!
Black Magician drops on top of the champion. The champion is dropped to his knee, and he's being worked on.
Unbelievable. No. The Duke of Chicago comes back with a lariat, but boom! Oh my god, he just disappeared again. Now he's on the other side!
This is amazing.
Is on the other side.
Is this leaving?
Who would have thought Stephen Keaton would be such a violent, sick bastard?
He's a fantastic wrestler, sir.
No, as a journalist, I have to give you credit because you have been a Stephen Keaton fan since day one.
Johnny, I'm sorry, but are you looking in the ring? Yeah. Stephen Keaton has put him in a reverse headlock. The world champion's in a reverse headlock. Stephen Keaton is moonwalking across the ring and a DDT.
Unbelievable.
He moonwalked into a DDT.
Oh, my God.
He hooks the leg. One, two. No, the champion kicks out.
Champion kicks out.
Oh, this is amazing.
Well, you know, this is unbelievable. The Duke is a strong man. I mean, he's bigger than even Keaton. I know they're long.
I know. He's much bigger. There's no worries.
I mean, 290 pounds of pure Chicago Chi-Town heat, dude. Think about it. Pure Chi-Town heat. And it looks like JJ is getting grabbing a headlock now on the Magician. And another puff smoke. There's nobody there for him to headlock. What the hell's going on here? And there's another. No, don't laugh, dude. Look, the top rope. There's another smoke bomb. Stephen Keaton at the top rope, the Dark Magician. Jumping off. JJ catches him in midair. He's caught the bastard now, I think. And he's going over for a power slam.
Oh.
And it's going down one, two, another puff of smoke. He's out of there.
How's that possible?
I have no idea. Is he using ninjutsu, shokasugis type stuff? I have no idea. I mean, he did train, as you guys know. You know, Jeff Foxworthy and Stephen Keaton did go over to Japan.
Now
the dojo.
I'm sorry. The champion has jumped out of the ring and he's searching for the competitor. He cannot find the competitor. I'm not really sure what's happening at this point.
Why is he not being counted out?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Does he have to recognize the guys on the floor? Is he on the ring? Is he in the audience?
John, someone has grabbed the foot of the champion and pulled him under the ring. The champion is gone. Now there are no competitors.
The Duke.
Now wait, if you look in the ring, this puff of smoke, he's back. But there's no world champion. The world champion's under the ring. Did John Lithgow pull that man under the ring? What is happening right now?
It's a very good question. I don't know, but I know that a lot of the...
oh my God, he's up to seven.
Eight.
Nine. Ten.
Whoa, wait. Hold on. What exactly? Because there is...
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner from Count Out... the Black Magician, Stephen Keaton.
Unbelievable.
But still, World's Heavyweight Champion,
the Duke of Chicago, Mr. Chi-Town Heat, James Walker himself. Unbelievable. I don't know what name he goes under, but there is a lot of his post-apocalyptic following out there getting ready to jump out of the... what's it?
That's the Duke's theme music, but he's just gone.
Well, he did retain. He did retain the title. I guess that's a victory. But
with this, we're going to a commercial break, Johnny. I have no idea what's happening in the ring.
Me either, man. I either. Hey, what are you doing?
I'm Jerry Springer, and I want to be your governor. Now, after sharing some specific solutions for our unemployment and education problems in this state, it looks like the nomination is finally within grasp. Which makes what I'm about to tell you even more difficult. Some 9 years ago, I spent time with a woman I shouldn't have, and I paid her with a check. I wish I hadn't done that, and the truth is, I wish no one would ever know. But in the rough world of politics, opponents are not about to let personal embarrassments lay to rest. Perhaps like you, I'm not sure what any of this has to do with being governor, but maybe my talking to you about this makes a point. Ohio is in a world of hurt. The next governor is going to have to take some heavy risks and face some hard truths. I'm prepared to do that. This commercial should be proof. I'm not afraid, even of the truth, and even if it hurts.
Welcome back to the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast, episode number 35. Johnny Zero, I'm amazed at what we saw in the ring.
I have never seen anything like it. I don't even know. We have to look up the old, like, WWF or NWA... the original wrestling, professional wrestling, state athletic commissions, etc. If you're out of the ring, you know, you have to be out of the ring to be counted, the 10 count. We know that.
Of course.
But if this guy is throwing smoke pellets in the ring and disappearing, a la ninjas or Shokasugi or Batman or what have you, how is he not counted out if he's not there? You know what I mean? Like, I don't get it. And who pulled him under the ring? I mean, who did that?
Well, I would assume, I would surmise that perhaps it was the one and only Wild Thing, John Lithgow.
But you call me a tabloid journalist. Now you understand how crazy this shit is. Dude, I think so too. The Wild Thing, bringing him underneath. What goes under there? Maybe he's got a dungeon under there.
Now, Johnny, I don't know if you recall this or not. We're going to set this up for the audience. Yep. A few weeks ago, there was a challenge instituted
where the original Bundy Solo, Al Bundy, is going to have a loser leave town match, winner take all, against the one and only Ted Bundy, who was previously from Small Wonder.
Yes.
The money was being put on the table by Al Bundy's real life cousin,
yep.
King Kong Bundy,
yep.
who is just acting as a valet, if you will, a trainer to get him back to fighting shape.
And you know those three-quarter T-shirts where they have the sleeves like baseball?
Of course.
He has a shirt out. It's on our you guys have seen it at our merch table. It's I am Ted Bundy, period. And that's what, you know, because he won the name fair and square and what he did to Vicky and everything like that, and the war with Beav and, you know, Captain Avenger, you know, all that. So let's go to the ring, man. I hope he's focused, Vex. I really do.
Johnny, both competitors are coming out simultaneously to the same song. This is weird.
Oh, you kidding me?
What the fuck is happening in TV Dad's Wrestling?
Are you kidding me?
I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Oh, my fan. What? The fans are. Which one do they like better?
They've already started battling each other on the walkway to the ring. It's a very, very bizarre situation.
Unbelievable. Why would they even... What's Springer doing here? I get his entertainment quality, but he's not the export of my country.
I mean, they're not even in the ring yet.
Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a loser leaves town match, one fall with a 20-minute time limit.
Okay, they're locking up here. Looks like they're going for a strength advantage. Ted Bundy getting the head turn,
the early lead.
Advantage. Yeah, but Al coming back with
Al Bundy with a suplex.
Back suplex. Ted's going in the ropes. Oh, my God. I mean,
sickle,
Al.
Sickle.
Sickled his ass, man. That's cool. That's good, and he's taking time to the fans. What is he doing? He should take advantage of this, man.
And King Kong Bundy's cheering him on. He's telling him, go.
Yeah, he's worried about the Star Wars. Look, the real Star Wars fans, you know. Oh, he's stomping him. Okay, good.
Al is handling Ted Bundy as we speak.
Yeah. Ted now, Bundy grabs him up. Snake holds his foot. Comes back around. Oh, and the knee's not supposed to bend that backwards.
Irish whip. Very painful.
Yeah, and a knee's not supposed to bend.
Or is it
that
a snapmare? That's more of a snapmare, isn't it?
I don't know what he's doing. He's got something in his drawers. He's got something, and he hits him with it. What is that? Do you see that? He throws it outside the ring. But Al Bundy's getting up.
Al Bundy's bleeding, though, from the eye.
I know he is. He's trying, and he's swinging wildly. And
he connects, Johnny Zero.
Yeah, if he connects, it'd be great. But Ted Bundy again rushing into that knee, keeping him down. Oh, my God. This is not good. Look, I really want this. I think everybody out there.
I don't know if you have your cell phone with you, but look at Minnie Bundy standing next to King Kong Bundy yelling at each other outside the ring. That's a photo opportunity.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Look at that. What are they doing?
They're screaming.
Is that who threw the object to?
Oh, yeah.
Let me go take a shot of that.
Back to the ringside, we have the evil Ted Bundy working mercilessly on our hero's knee, trying to rip it out of the socket, if you will. It's a fantastic endeavor. And I'm telling you, Al Bundy or Al Solo is bleeding profusely from that eye. It's a bad day for the Bundy clan. Now, he does lose the... Oh, he's thrown across the ring! By the evil and diabolical Ted Bundy. Off the top rope, he drops the elbow across the chest. Oh, he goes to the cover. 1, 2, now Al Bundy kicks out. He kicks out.
I'm trying to get a picture over here, Vex. Hey, guys, you want to come over here? It's your dad in there. He's getting... What's happening? What's going on, man?
Now, if you look into the center of the ring, there's more of a test of strength happening between the two competitors. And I can tell you from personal experience that Bundy Solo is much stronger than the Ted Bundy character.
I agree.
And he throws him into the ring apron, hard onto the ground. He jumps back up. They lock up again. He power slams him. Oh, this is amazing. But no, Al can't cover him. Al's bleeding from that eye, Johnny.
Make the cover, man.
He's
fucked up.
He's fucked up. It's a bad day.
Make the cover, man. Come on. He's got it. We know Al can.
Oh, my God. Look outside the ring. King Kong Bundy has picked up Mini Bundy. Oh. He has picked up Mini Bundy and thrown him into the audience.
Oh, my God.
The midget's flying through the air.
What is going on?
Pandemonium, if you will. This is a match. This is... For the family name.
Oh, my God.
The crest.
This is insane.
The Bundy clan.
The Bundy clan, exactly. I why would he do that? Why would he throw Mini Bundy into the audience?
And
that's a lot of weight to throw around,
man. He's on the ring apron, and King Kong Bundy has tied up the referee.
It's a lot.
And Al Bundy is getting something in his boot. I don't exactly know what's happening.
Oh.
I think he's loaded that right leg. Yep. He whips the competitor into the rope. He comes off. Oh, and he hits him in the chin.
Oh.
Out cold, Al Bundy. He hooks the leg. One, two. No, he kicked out. He kicked out.
That was close. That was a photo finish, folks. A photo finish.
He whips him again. Again with the chin. Again with the chin. One, two, three.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Got it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Your winner.
Al Bundy.
And now, Al Bundy.
Unbelievable. Bundy Solo. The should have been Han Solo.
The evil Ted Bundy banished from professional wrestling forever.
You ever think that maybe his boycott of Kathleen Kennedy and all that with the Star Wars thing for Mark Hamill, you think that had something with his losing his focus on his true chosen possession?
No, I feel that
profession
his losing his son made him lose his focus, sir.
But he's got it back. Whatever it was, he's got it back.
And they retain the $500,000 bounty. They retain the $500,000.
Oh, really?
Remember?
King Kong Bundy
put up the money.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. This is a great day. This is a great day. This is a great day. I wonder if the daughter, the actress, the daughter on
Vicky?
No, Mary with Children.
Okay, what about
that
her?
Daughter? I wonder if she's going to come out and celebrate. This is a big day.
No,
for,
man.
If you're a Bundy, this is a big deal.
Well, Christine Applegate's kind of a big star and doesn't hang out with the TV
Dude,
Dads
how
Wrestling
can
Federation.
They deny the success of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation and the Alliance and the Movie Dads? They even have Movie Dads now out there in LA. You know, that's their territory, right? The Movie Dads. We talked about this. They're all jumping on now. They're jumping on lately.
Yes, to say they're jumping on the bandwagon makes a great deal of sense, Johnny Zero. Now, I got to tell you, we're going to go to a commercial break. We're going to have an interruption.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll be backstage. We'll be setting up the next match for everyone. Please stay tuned. Yeah,
absolutely, man. Stay with us, folks.
Hi, honey. Here's that box of safe that you wanted from the market.
And just in time, I was down to my last cupful of safe.
We made ourselves extra dirty on purpose.
We were supposed to be out playing, Mr. Farnum.
Because we know safe cleans anything.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode number 35 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. This is Vex X with Johnny Zero. We're backstage. Mr. Zero, it's been a fantastic half an hour of pro wrestling.
It's been a lot. Thanks to People's Hero, etc. But I'm telling you, man, that was... I've never seen anything like it. How does Mr. Keaton disappear? I'm flabbergasted by it. I mean, what a slobber knocker of a match. But what was going on under that ring?
But here's the
thing. What was going on there? That's the...
This is the world champion's first defeat. Now, he didn't lose the belt.
Right.
But he lost the bout.
He did. Yes, he did.
So the big money goes to Stephen Keaton tonight.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Based on draw, yes.
But secondary, I got to tell you, that whole Bundy thing, Bundy solo match, where we have Al Bundy getting his namesake back.
Yes.
And returning to the glory of... being Al Bundy.
But will that stop? My question is, will that stop Ted Bundy from trying? And now he's been exposed for trying to be like Ted Bundy, the serial killer.
Ted Bundy is out of pro wrestling. It was a loser leave town match. So we have lost that villain.
No, does that count for just that town or the entire TVDWF?
No, in fact, he's out of professional wrestling. He cannot compete in any capacity in the squared circle going forward.
Even territories, alliances.
He's out. I can't speak on Grady from Haiti area.
Yeah,
I can't speak on that because it's a different
thing. Japan and all that. No.
I'm just saying that the TV Dads Wrestling Federation loser leaves town match. Well, we take this seriously. TV Dads Wrestling is real. People are fake.
Yes, exactly, sir.
This is a real scenario. Exactly. That man is no longer going to compete now. Is he going to be the manager? I don't know. Is he going to take care of Mini Bundy? I couldn't tell you.
I want him out of the sport altogether. The man's a sickening. It's sickening, man. It's sickening. What he did to that girl in that basement. And look, I'm just glad he's gone. This is a win today. Guys, we don't know how it's going to plan out, but this is a good thing, man. It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
We have a weird match. You remember Dirty Danny Tanner?
Yes.
You remember that competitor? He was from the Full House scenario.
Yeah, he
hangs out with the strippers and cocaine, and that's his whole
thing. Yeah, he did that thing out in Topeka, Kansas.
Yes,
and
he did.
And he did that. He did a little run in Austin, and he did... wasn't he in, like, the Hawaii or something?
He is going against Triple B.
Triple B.
Boom Boom Bonaducci.
The Triple B.
For the World TV Championship.
The World Television
Championship. But what I find amazing is that how is Danny Tanner even qualified to face off against the TV champion?
Bonaducci picks... And it's called picking your spots, I guess. I don't know. I mean,
well, does he pick the matches, or are they like dictated to him from the Supreme Ruler?
Why not a great competitor like Bo Duke or like
someone he's already laid out? That's not a great competitor.
He's never had a chance, though. He's never had a shot. Yeah, Beauregard.
Beauregard. God, I hate that guy.
Well, he can work in the ring. He's not great on the mic. I get it. I get why you don't like him. I get it. He was the first TV dad of Superman. He was, he's already exchanged himself from the,
he's a racist because he's all with that, like,
don't you remember when Jumpin' Jesse Duke and he had the cowbell match with, one of our most, violent matches we ever had, the cowbell match between him and Luke, he's not, you know, he reversed the colors out and they had the new pants made.
But when you reverse the colors, it's still a racist flag. I don't think it changes anything.
Our merch table. It says heritage .. not hate. So he's also sticking up for his, American history and stuff like that. But he's not with them, man.
He's not with them, man.
No, I'm serious. I mean, like, I don't know. We look at it. I don't know. What do you think? It's a red, white, and black reversed, stars and bars, but it's not bars like prison bars or anything like that. And they're different colors. I'm an artist. I see that. And he's been working his ass. If you notice, Bo Duke never gives an interview.
I'm not a fan.
90 minutes with
Marita.
I'm just
not a fan. At this point, Johnny, I'm going to end your tirade of tabloid journalism, and we're going to walk back out to the squared circle. Here we are. The doors have opened. Ladies and gentlemen, we're walking back down to the ring.
It's not tabloid journalism.
What do you mean it's not tabloid journalism? You're a tabloid journalist.
I don't know. What do you consider yourself? I mean, this is the most amazing sport in New York.
Watch me roll my eyes.
You do that all you want.
As you look into the squared circle, Dirty Danny Tanner's already there with his prostitutes and his strippers.
Yes, he is. Why is God?
Oh, Johnny!
Triple B! Triple B!
Ladies and gentlemen, the world's heavyweight television champion, Boom Boom Bonaducci!
Triple B! Do you hear that?
No, do you see the Bloody Stash crew is walking behind him as a security detail to the ring?
Don't tell me that.
I'm so happy to hear. Bonaducci, I think, is going to be part of the faction.
I would hope they're just picking up the coattails of his robe.
This is the World TV Champion. Now, Johnny, I don't know if you've noticed
this. Mr. Brady's looking at his butt.
Bobby Brady is wearing the middleweight championship around his waist. Mr. Brady has the tag team title.
Wait, that's got to be a fake, dude.
They took it. They took it the night of in question.
It wasn't. I never thought to take.
Yeah.
I never cared about that belt. I was a fucking Beavers in trouble.
Because you were going to the hospital and being like a nursemaid.
I wasn't doing that. I was helping the guy out because I saw his father, Sheikh Xerxes Muhammad Al Cleaver, walk right by with corporal punishment, not caring what's going on.
Johnny, can you please stay focused on the match at hand?
I'm trying.
Dirty Danny Tanner and his strippers are getting out of the ring, and the world's heavyweight TV champion steps inside. They lock up immediately. Bonaducci puts his opponent in a headlock, and he bulldogs him across the fucking floor.
And he's putting the boots to him. He's putting the boots to him. He's working on the head. He picks him up again. He's got him in a front face lock now. Now it goes back in the ring. They got a 2, 3, 4. He's got Bonaducci backs out of it. Bonaducci backs out of it. And the his opponent comes out. Tanner's looking over. He's paying too much attention to the strippers.
And Bonaducci kicks him in the back of the head, and Tanner falls.
Flying kicks him in the head.
Bonaducci picks up his opponent and tosses him over the top rope. Now, technically, this is a disqualification. I don't think the ref saw it. I think his attention was towards the strippers at the ringside.
Absolutely, especially in a town we're in.
Bonaducci gets up on the top rope, and he somersault drops on top of Dirty Danny Tanner.
Throws him back in the ring, folks.
That's amazing.
That was pretty awesome. That's Shades of Cleaver. Maybe that could be a match in the future. I don't know. Just and Bonaducci's on the top rope, the boom boom. He's got a flying fist drop coming down. Oh, he misses.
Oh, my goodness. Dirty Danny Tanner pulled out of the last moment.
What happened to his hand? What happened to his hand?
He broke two fingers on his right hand, it looks like. They're not in good shape. They're not in good. Oh, he's stepping on the fingers and dropping an elbow in the back of Danny Bonaducci's head.
He's going to triple roundy. Triple. Oh, my God. He's got him up here. He's going to take him into the ropes, flips him in, and kicks him right to the side, and smashes his head down.
He rolls Dirty Tanner over. They're both exhausted. He lays his fucking arm across the chest.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Unbelievable. How did he do that?
That's the power of the TV champion.
The triple B. But he was the one getting. Oh my God, he had a wrist lock underneath. That's how good of a wrestler Triple B is, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner and still TV champion of the world, Danny Boom Boom Bonaducci.
Triple B. Dude, I'm kind of, it's kind of catchy. The Triple B shirt's kind of cool. Look, I'm just saying, the girls have those baby doll t-shirts and that BBB across the front.
There you go.
With the stars on the side and stuff.
There's Mr. Brady in the squared circle raising the arm of Danny Bonaducci in victory. Now, why is he taking the TV title from Bonaducci and putting it over his arm? They're having words between them. It's a bit weird. All right, ladies and gentlemen. They're getting out of the ring now. Again, I don't understand why Brady's carrying the TV championship, but it's a bit odd. It's a bit odd, to say the least.
Yeah, absolutely, but... B, Triple B, Brady, Bloody Stash Crew, Bloody Stash Corporation, it all becomes with B's. I mean, I'm just saying, if you were a fly on the wall, I mean, like, how would you, I just recently understood what that expression meant, but a fly on the wall would only understand that. I mean, it would make sense. Bonaducci, he's known to have a stash from here to there. Has he not?
Oh, of course, the bloody stash, of course.
No, do you get what I'm saying? Bonaducci's been known to have a stash here and there. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, I don't understand what you're saying. Are you trying to say he's a drug addict?
No.
The world TV champion's on drugs?
No.
He's the world television champion.
I just meant the many different versions of his mustache, dude.
It just feels like that you might be, like,
no,
jealous, It's sad to me.
I'm not jealous of anything.
It's sad. I don't like it.
Oh, gosh, stop it. You know that all we know is that the world's television champion, the heavyweight world's television champion, has retained his belt. And if he were to go with the BSC, because they have such a dominance on the sport.
I'm sorry to cut you off. We're going to go immediately to a Bonaducci's pit live in the backstage area.
Really?
Let's hear what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. Johnny, I'm backstage. I have my microphone here. If you look, Mr. Bonaducci's talking to Mr. Brady at this point. Yeah. Mr. Brady has asked Mr. Bonaducci if he has any interest in pursuing the World's Heavyweight Championship. And Mr. Bonaducci has said that yes, he would indeed like to do that.
Well, he has the contract to do though, Sue, from Battle of the Belts.
The question being, we have to run it up the flagpole and speak to management, the supreme ruler, and even our acting, our commissioner,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Henry Winkler, and see if this is a possibility. So they want to try and do this tonight?
That would be... Our ratings will go through the roof.
Let's do it.
Let's blow the roof off this joint,
man.
That's what I'm all about.
We don't know where the world champion is. So, if you show up to defend that title,
yeah.
If you forfeit, what happens to the World Heavyweight Championship? Can you be defeated by not being pinned in the center of the squared circle?
I would think not. I mean, you know.
Now, before we get to that scenario, we're going to take a brief commercial break. When we come back, the World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions will be facing off in their rematch against Charles Ingles and his partner, the Other Cleaver.
That would be good. But remember, we're talking about the most prestigious championships in the world, folks. So stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Thank you for bearing with us. In the center of the squared circle already stands Mr. Charles Ingles and his partner, the Other Cleaver. What's his name, sir?
Wally
Cleaver.
And Ingles has a knee brace on, which is funny.
Oh, you know what that means, don't you?
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, your World Tag Team Champions, the Rhinestone Cowboys!
Johnny Zero, it's Michael Knight, along with Mr. Brady, coming down to the squared circle. They're wearing golden lamé, pink chiffon tied around their necks. It's a fantastic thing.
Does Michael Knight have like a... What kind of mustache do you call that when he has like a, it's like a, almost like a Hitler mustache, but it's long though, like Yosemite Sam. What do you call that? Is that a mustache
it's
style?
It's a Fu Manchu, sir.
No, that goes around the mouth. The one that starts here and it just the two hairs, you know.
You're just jealous.
Of course.
We know that you don't have the testosterone to grow a mustache.
Oh, gosh, thanks. That's great.
It's sad. It's fucking depressing, frankly speaking.
I wouldn't want to be in front of the BSC.
You
I
should be embarrassed at your lack of mustache ability is compelling you as a man.
Dude.
As a man, I must tell you.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows about your mustache abilities.
No, everybody's about your mustache abilities.
This is a no disqualification, one fall contest for the World Tag Team Championship.
Mr. Johnny Zero.
Absolutely. This is getting ready to go to, they're starting to lock up. Ingles is,
in the squared circle against Michael Knight.
Michael
it's amazing
Knight.
To see.
Now Ingles picks up Michael Knight.
And they collapse under the weight of Ingles' broken knee.
Oh,
that's awful, sir. He's wearing the knee brace. I don't know what. Now, Michael Knight was injured as well in the fall. He didn't take him over.
It's all right. It's fine. Ingles is back up. Punches him in the stomach. Oh. He's got him in a DDT. No, this is a leaping. That's a leaping DDT, folks. It's a leaping
on
DDT.
On the one good leg that Charles Ingles
still
has.
That's it. And he is taking off.
Michael Knight is a mess in the middle of the ring. There's nothing going on. It's awful to see.
He's taken off his knee brace, throws it to the audience.
The former world champion's limping around the ring.
Yeah, but like a good worker, just like if you watch some of his stuff.
He tags in Wally, who slingshots himself over the ropes and drops an elbow. Poor Michael Knight.
Unbelievable. And you know, good workers, they often, it's the one that's not bandaged that's the hurt side.
Why is Stashberg taunting the former world champion Charles Ingles on the ring apron and not paying attention to what's happening in the center of the ring?
I don't know. That's what Stashberg does. He works on intimidation. Let's think about it. I mean, Stashberg pretty much came up the ranks of TV Dad Wrestling Federation.
Mr. Brady jumps into the ring. The referee is trying to get him. Stashberg kicks the champion in the back of the knee on the side of the ring apron.
Oh!
The champion falls off the apron. He's hurting.
What?
I'm sorry. The former champion. The former champion, Charlotte Ingles.
Oh, no, that's unbelievable. So why would he do that? Why would he do that, man?
Well, you know, he doesn't like him. No one likes a transvestite weird wrestler.
Transvestite? What the fuck are you talking about,
dude?
We wouldn't have a TV Dad Wrestling Federation podcast if it wasn't
without Mr. Brady. I totally agree.
Without
Mr.
having
Brady
a Charles
carries
Ingles.
The strength of the Federation.
Without
back,
having that battle
everyone
going back
knows
and forth,
it.
Even. I'm willing to say that, you know? Like, come on, man. It's like Windham and Flair or Hogan and Piper or Rhodes and Flair, even. You know, like, come on, man. Sting and, you know, come on, man. AJ Styles and, you know.
John, it's just carnage in the squared circle. If you're watching the match, the former world champion has been kicked by Stashberg. He's off the apron.
Yeah.
We now have an unconscious Michael Knight in the center of the ring, and the opponent is being taunted by Mr. Brady. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Brady. Unbelievable. What is Brady doing, dude?
Whatever he wants.
Unbelievable. Kicking on... My God. Unbelievable, man. This is disgusting. This is what, like, you know, like, TV dad, like you said, TV dad wrestling is real. People are fake. So we're going to have injury reports. We're going to be honest with you. We have transparency, folks.
Now, Johnny, I'm so sorry. You have to hold that thought. 605 Eastern is about to take another commercial.
Okay, we got it.
Hi, I'm Michael Landon. For the last 3 years, John Ritter has been telling America about where there's a will, there's an A. A video seminar for students that has literally turned C and D students into A students almost overnight. Our hope was to help thousands of students do better in school. Well, this program has exceeded our wildest expectations. Over 1 million grade school, high school, and college students have watched or listened to these tapes. 1 million. And the results have been incredible.
I went from straight C's and D's to straight A's and B's. My grade point average went up from a 1.8 to a 3.0, and I made the honor roll for the first time.
He didn't want to watch the tapes, and I made him watch them. And I can't even believe the difference. It totally changed his whole motivation and his whole attitude towards learning. He's gone from C's and D's to A's and B's, which is way more than I ever expected.
This seminar teaches students how to learn more in less time.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Pandemonium of TV Dads Wrestling Podcast, episode number 35.
It's just
insane. The squared circle, all four competitors are fighting simultaneously.
Yeah,
it's a non-disqualification match.
It's a Pier 6 brawl.
Stashberg is trying to get on the apron. The referee keeps fighting him. Ladies and gentlemen, this is pandemonium. I'll say it again. It's a bloody stash match.
Oh, no. Well, did you get paid for that? Did you get paid for that, buddy?
Boy,
what the hell's going on? This is pandemonium in the ring. There's blood everywhere. Blood's everywhere on the ring. These are the... Well, what they are doing is they're remembering, letting people remember, reminding people that... Giants still walk the earth.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you see what I see, but Stashberg has picked up a steel chair. He is on the ring apron and unfortunately has caught Wally in the back of the head. Wally falls right to the ground, rolls out onto the ring floor. Now it is 3-on-1 against poor Mr. Little Ingles.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God. Oh, God. This is just awful, man.
Now, as Michael Knight and Stashberg hold the former World's Heavyweight Champion at bay, Mr. Brady picks up the young Cleaver, rolls him back into the squared circle. Mr. Cleaver is bleeding profusely.
There's
Mr. Brady gets onto the top rope. He drops a flying elbow. He hooks the leg, Johnny. 1, 2, 3.
No,
that's it,
no,
Johnny.
No. He can't. That shoulder was up, man. Oh, you kidding me? Unbelievable.
Oh, winner.
Oh, that's ridiculous,
and
man.
And still, wow.
Get up, Wally. Get up.
The Rhinestone Cowboy.
Get up, Wally.
Like a rhinestone boy.
Look at you being a fan of the one and only Rhinestone Cowboy.
I love the song.
Johnny, they're not stopping in the ring. Ingles is a house of fire. He's upset beyond belief. He got everybody out of the ring. He's cleaning house. He's trying to take care of Mr. Cleaver. The world champions don't really mind. They retain the title.
I don't know if Wally likes to be called Cleaver anymore after the actions of the one Sheik Xerxes Muhammad.
Well, he's embarrassed at being Beaver Cleaver's brother. I understand completely. It's
no, I'm talking about
it's not
the
his
dad.
Fault. It's not his fault.
Unbelievable.
Johnny, it's not his fault.
Well, it looks like Ingles is getting his ass out of there on one leg. And you remember, if you remember, Wally Cleaver also has that broken leg that the Sheik came onto him. Because, you know that Springer cut off his meds, man, too. Remember, he was Fourth Reich, and then he went to...
They changed the policy, and they no longer offer the medication.
Well,
you're saying that the wellness policy.
Yeah. You
no
know,
controlling substances. I stand behind that.
No, but I mean, some work. There's certain reasons for those medications. Apparently, in Mr. Cleaver's case, I mean, the guy's a psychopath. Look what he did to. I know you make jokes on here about the back page stuff, or I don't even know what that is, but saying that Mrs. Cleaver was a whore or something like that. She's not a prostitute, man. And he beat her up, and he cracked her jaw, and he. Broken. I mean, come on, man. How much longer did Beaver have to take abuse? And now to have this.
And I agree that now Wally is embarrassed of being Beaver's brother and doesn't want to be called Cleaver anymore. I agree completely. You're completely right.
Why? How did you get that away?
I'm so glad that you brought the truth to light. Normally, you're a tabloid reporter, but I stand behind.
What do you call yourself?
What you've just reported.
I mean, we are watching the greatest sport in the world.
We are.
And like. We're trying our best to make, brother. I'm just trying to give people the truth, man. I mean, I'm not no tabloid reporter. I was invited to their thing. What I really want to know is now is I this Cleaver thing is coming to a head. I know it. It's probably going to happen at a future festival. I've been heard there's a major festival coming. I don't know if it's live. I don't. Well,
you're all about like rumors and lies and controversy. That's your thing. You're a tabloid reporter, so you don't really know what you're speaking on, and that's fine.
Well,
it's adorable, really. None of us are offended anymore. We take everything you say with a grain of thought. The many listeners
I would
of the
hope,
TV Dad Wrestling
I would hope
Federation.
They would. I would hope you would. You know what I mean? I don't know.
But Johnny, I'm going to cut you off.
I was on the ambulance,
from
dude.
your Johnny Zero ramblings at this point, and I'm going to
share.
We're going to recap a fantastic night of wrestling. Let us be honest. The Bundy name is now resting home with Al Bundy for the first time
yes.
in so many years.
That is true. That is true, and that's great. I just wonder if that's going to stop Ted Bundy Lawson.
Well, it's now Ted Lawson. He's now Ted Lawson. There's no longer the Bundy. He lost the name. He's out
of
professional
wrestling.
Is that
legal, though, or just in that town? I know he lost the legal.
No.
He's a sneaky, though.
For the $500,000. For the $500,000, pay attention, Johnny. I'm going to try and bring you aboard here and explain to you how TV works.
Yeah.
For the $500,000, they had to sign the contractual obligation that whoever lost the match fair and square in the squared circle could no longer use the name legally or in any other capacity.
Does that mean anywhere?
Anywhere in the world.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. I just don't trust that bastard.
Well, again, tabloid journalism. It's not your fault. You're not experienced.
It's not tabloid journalism.
But secondary,
what he did
secondary
in that basement.
The World TV Championship was defended successfully against Dirty Danny Tanner. It was a bizarre contest. What are your thoughts?
How does first of all, how does Danny Tanner even
still exist in this federation? I agree completely. I don't understand what's
happening. Well, I've done. He's maybe in the alliance somewhere in the territories, what have you. But he didn't. He's not on our top 10. We didn't even, you know, like on our ratings and stuff.
No,
like
he's
that.
Not. He's just going. Maybe he's been living with Grady from Haiti. I don't know what happened to him.
Well, Grady from Haiti's got his own hatred thing going on. But that even that's mostly hardcore.
And more
that's
importantly,
it's a different style of wrestling altogether. But
where is the world's heavyweight champion? Gone.
Very good.
Vanish into thin air.
I think I should crawl under the ring, perhaps.
If someone in our team was going to do that,
It
would be you, because it's beneath me, frankly speaking. I'm wearing a $7,000 suit, diamond cufflinks. I am not the person. I am not the person to climb underneath the fucking ring.
The diamond genta, as I say. The diamond genta is you have to look. You wear sunglasses around this guy. It's too bright.
All right, listen, you lowlife. Here is the portable microphone apparatus. Put it on. Remember when you climbed in the fucking ceiling vents back in the day? So take this giant flashlight.
I got my own. I'm sponsored by Ross Perot. I'm getting my Ross Perot
stuff.
Take
this fucking microphone that says Bloody Stash Crew on it.
And go
under that ring find my heavyweight champion. Bring him back.
Dude, what are you talking about, man? This is ridiculous. I have no problem with that.
Come on.
I'm only taking my Ross Perot stuff. Because you won't get off your ass and come down here.
Here's a giant flashlight that says Bloody Stash Crew Rules.
No, I don't have that.
If you turn it on,
I got mine says
it
RP
lights
on it, dude.
A BSC
Ross
across Perot. The wall.
Ross the Boss. Vex, listen, I know we're joking around.
All right, listen, turn on the microphone so we can all hear it.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, okay?
All right, I'm climbing under the ring. Listen to me. Something happens to me. Listen, all this joking babyface heel crap, you have to understand there's a stairway down there.
What?
There's like a cavern thing underneath the ring. I'm trying to crawl under to get down under there now.
John, are you
now.
Serious, man? I was just fucking around. Like, what's happening?
No, dude. This is really, really
there's
happening.
There's a staircase under the ring?
Yeah. I'm going down there. Fuck
Oh,
these
my God. No, John. Don't, John.
No, I'm fucking these motherfuckers. I don't
John.
Give a shit.
So, is it like a big ruse? Like, did the world champion do that fake?
I don't know. I don't know if it could be underneath the arena for all I know. I have no idea. I'm going down here to find out what's going on. And to find out what happened to our champion, I'm seeing... Hold on, man. I'm
John,
just give me
down.
A second,
don't
buddy.
Don't fall down the steps.
Man. I'm not. It's banging. I'm lighting my lighter and...
Turn on the Bloody Stash Crew flashlight.
No, man, I'm using the Ross Perot one. Sorry, but I'm sorry. I don't trust them, man. They could be all in on it, man. Just let me do this, please. I'm like, you know.
Now, Johnny, I'm going to tell you, we're starting to really run out of time.
Hold on, buddy. I just found some of the Duke of Chicago's ring gear from his that post-apocalyptic.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
So he's alive.
Yeah. And I'm hearing some screaming in down here. What the fuck? What the fuck, dude? That's gotta be Wild Thing, dude. It's gotta be the Wild Thing.
I don't know if I agree with that synopsis.
I don't know what the fuck it is. I have no idea, man. But they just shut a door in front of my face, and I don't have a fucking key to it. I'm banging on it. Hey,
Johnny, we're gonna keep you here as long as we possibly can.